It's kind of like, what was it? What? Mm-hmm. Talk Soup?
Yes, that's...
But on the internet, I love that. Burp like Big Fatty. That would be Jim.
Number one funky homo.
Oh!
What was it? You have to tell what it was.
Tastes like nothing.
It was sausage... What do you call that? Sausage surprise.
Sausage, pepper, and onions with potatoes.
Sausage
and
surprise.
Sausage surprise.
Ooh, tastes like bacon and cottage cheese.
And
I think
and
someday
mayonnaise.
We should do a sing-along of all the theme songs.
We need to put some
podcasts.
Mayonnaise in there.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Tastes like bacon and cottage cheese.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 795 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 16th of February, 2011, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me, a little show, y'all. I am off to the horror, and I'm going to tell you all about it. Big Fatty, we love it. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, hump day at the horror has an entirely different meaning. Let me just tell you, Big Fatty, we're having Cheerios. And even though Kyle in the Hawaiians likes it vulgar, not all of us do. But anyway, y'all, I am off to the horror, and we are getting ready for the big horror leather contest weekend over at the Horror Hotel. And y'all, I was so hoping that Wes, the gay country boy, which is not spelled C-U-N-T, no! I was hoping he was going to be able to make it over there, but y'all, he just could not. He could not pull himself away from his economics. So he is studying his Samuelson and getting his macro and micro economics. Peakonomics, deconomics. Bag Freddy, you stupid. Move forward. Getting it all in order, y'all. So, anyway, y'all, before I forget, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read you the bacon saying from the calendar for today and for Thursday and for Friday, which, by the way, is a full moon. I don't know if I mentioned that yet or not. But, y'all, because I have pre-recorded the Thursday and the Friday show with Big Ricky, so you'll get to hear about his visit here to the Fat Cave. But, y'all, for today, it says this, and this is Charlie from the TV program Law, says, I have this dream. I'm driving a bus and my teeth start falling out. My mom is in the back eating biscuits. Everything smells of bacon. It's weird. Yeah, so was Charlie. Y'all, for Thursday, the Pig Next Door Bacon Club is the ideal gift for any bacon lover. Every month you receive a package of premium artesian bacon delivered right to your door. And y'all, then for Friday, it is, yes, I'll have a non-fat decaf latte, please. Oh, what the hell? Look, make it a full-fat mocha with extra whipped cream, and what the hell? Put a slice of bacon in it. And y'all, that comes from Dr. Frazier Crane from The Frazier Show. Yes, Big Fatty, just lovely. Y'all, speaking of the Bacon of the Month Club, I'm going to have to go to this Pig Next Door Bacon Club because I've not heard of that one. But y'all, you'll remember, you'll remember that Daryl in the Virginia Vaginas sent me the three-pack of the, I think it was like the Knutson's bacon or something for grandma. And y'all, I'm happy to say that I have not eaten all of it yet, but I've had one of the hickory smoked packages of it. And y'all, it's not your average bacon. It really has a smokehouse flavor to it. I was a little... skeptical about this, but y'all, the smokehouse flavor just came through, and so I was very pleased with that. So Daryl, the Rice for Spuds on the Twitty, I am enjoying my bacon, and y'all bacon has gotten very expensive. But y'all, if you want to, go over there to the Pig Next Door Bacon Club and check it out, because Big Freddy's gonna do that. Yes, Big Freddy, and you'll be porking other things this weekend too. Vulgar. Anyway, and y'all, we've got to keep it vulgar for Kyle. Gotta do it for Kyle. And so anyway, y'all, I'm happy to report that all of the prizes in the number one fan contest have been expedited into the United States Postal Service, which means that they'll probably get there sometime in April. But y'all, they are in the mail, and it's out of Big Fatty's control. And y'all, I put those in the mail today, and while I was there, I went by the P.O. Box. Make a wish. And y'all, when I got over the P.O. box, y'all had two, not one, but two cards there. And y'all, one of them appears to be from Mexico because they've written USA on it. And y'all, on the back of the card, and y'all, I can't tell where this is from because I can't read the postmark. But y'all, it cost 10,000 flululus to ship it. And y'all, on the back of the envelope, it's a kind of a goldenrod envelope. It says ho ho ho. Y'all, I don't have any idea what that could mean. But other than Big Freddy, does it mean you're a ho? Well, we'll get to the gentleman caller report in just a few minutes. But y'all, it says Sila Mat Natal. Y'all, I have no idea what that means. Oh dear, I got to see. Oh, y'all, it is from Scotty. It is from the little Aussie battler, and evidently Sila Mat Natal means Merry Kremel or something like that. I don't know what the fuck it means. It says, dearest Big Fatty, y'all, it's a Kremel card. Yeah, dear Gussie, do I need to play the special music? No, I won't do that because, you know, nobody knows. Well, I don't know. Should I play the special music for that? What do you think, Big Fatty? I don't know. No, okay. It says, even though I'm in the future, I don't think this will reach you on time. Moth. I don't know what moth means. Maybe it means shit. Here's to a year of bad internets in Mexico. At least I don't have to actually hit the unsubscribe button, Scotty. And y'all, it says, Damal de Bumi, Damal de Hati, Simle Selamat Natal Dan Tuhun Barul. Great. And y'all have any idea? But y'all, there's a Crema newsletter in there, and I'll just have to, y'all, I'm going to have to read about it. And y'all, we have been getting a couple of podcasts from Scotty every now and then. So, Scotty, thank you so much for the Crema card. And y'all, there's no return address on it, so there's no way I can send that little Aussie battler a Crema card back, and plus I don't have any. So, Scotty, thank you so much. It's just lovely to get a Crema card on the 16th of February. So, y'all, I'm not sure, should I? Something tells me that this other card, this next card, which is from Pismo Beach, y'all, maybe a Crema card. Maybe I should just go ahead and play that Crema music. Big Freddy, just do it, and then if it's wrong, people will just say, well, you fucked it up again. Now, y'all, it's a red card. That's why I have decided that I probably need to play the Crema music because, y'all, there's no other holiday, especially around this time of year, that red is a predominant color. And, y'all, this is addressed to poor Big Freddy. So, y'all, we're going to see who has sent us something from Pismo Beach. Ah, Big Freddy, it looks lovely. It's got bacon on it. Oh, my goodness, y'all. It is a Valentine's card, a VD card, y'all. How appropriate, Big Freddy, that you play the Crema music during a VD card reading. Well, y'all, just think of it. Think of it as just poor Big Freddy. Y'all, but there's a heart on the front of this card, and y'all, the heart is made of bacon. Y'all, I can't believe it. I cannot believe that someone has found a VD card with a heart made of bacon on the front, and it says, "Ignore the Surgeon General and have a sizzling Valentine's Day." Thank you, Big Fatty, for keeping me company and highly entertained on my work commute every morning. If there is any chance you can stop in the San Luis Obispos during your California dreaming tour, I'd be happy to host you. If anyone else gets you this car, they can suck it, because mine was first. Love, April. And y'all, April is, she is on the Twitty. She is the ad jury, AJDURY, on the Twitty. April, thank you so much. That is just lovely. Y'all, it is the only printed VD card that I received. Thank you so much, Big Freddy. Go have some bacon and you can thank her later.
For swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Plenty of mystery dates this weekend, let me just tell you, because the horror tends to bring out the gentleman callers. That's all I can say. But y'all, my newest, most recent gentleman caller sent me a message on Monday when Big Ricky was here, y'all. And of course, you know, oh, Brick Friday, can we get together this afternoon? And if, no, I've got the ginger bear here. And he says, well, how about on two? I say Tuesday. And I said, yes. So y'all, he came by and we had a lovely time. We hadn't seen each other in about a week. And y'all, in honor of Big Ricky, the ginger bear being out of the fat cave, y'all, I am podcasting with pants off. Yes, Big Freddy, mercifully you didn't do that while he was here. Now, y'all, I haven't. Y'all, that hat M, was giving me a hell of a hard time about yesterday's show. Y'all, I mentioned I had a tickle. I had a tickle in my throat, and y'all, it was bothering me. And oh, you cleared your throat for 20 times. And, you know, so anyway. I just thought I'd run down the schedule of events for the Big Horror Weekend, because I know some of you are just dying to know this. Y'all, we start off, the first official event is Thursday evening at 9:30 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, it is going to be Leather Oakey. And y'all, it is billed as Gear Up and Get Down. Y'all, it is karaoke and your leather. And y'all, that'll be at the bar next door to the Horror Hotel. Y'all, then on far right. Day morning, y'all. Mr. Michael Brandon, who is our special guest this weekend, He is going to be hosting a continental breakfast along with two of the folks that are in that live in the RV park there at the Hara Hotel. And y'all, then the registration will be Friday afternoon, and y'all then you can have social time. And y'all, our barber is going to be back. Thank goodness, because Big Fatty needs a haircut like there's no tomorrow. And y'all, or there's perhaps there's going to be some clothing optional sunbathing or use of the hot tub or the sauna, the steam room, if you will. And y'all, I checked out the weather, and it looks like we are going to have lovely weather. You know, last year it snowed during the horror contest weekend, but it's going to be in the low 70s in the daytime and in the upper 40s at night, which is good because leather feels good when it's cool outside. Then, 7 to 9 p.m., the registration reopens, and y'all, we have the opening wine and cheese gathering and welcome performance by Mr. Michael Brandon, y'all. He does it over there, and y'all, there's usually some sort of a protein discharge as part of that performance. Big Fatty, we had cinnamon rolls here, and now I can't even eat one of those just thinking about it. I'll eat two instead. And y'all, then at 9:30 p.m. in the evening, we'll all gather up back over at the bar, and it is, y'all, it is the gear up meet and greet. Wear your leather or your fetish sports gear and meet the contestants and judges. And y'all, then Mr. Michael Brandon is performing at one of the local bars, not near the Hara Hotel. But y'all, people that are attending can go for free. Y'all, then the pig pen will be open. That is where people go, and it's vulgar. It's exactly where Kyle would want to be. Y'all, we have a continental breakfast. it's a regular breakfast on Saturday morning. Y'all, they're offering morning cocktails from 8 to 10 a.m. in the RV park. Then, y'all, there is an IML. The IML is the International Mr. Leather Hometown Party. They're going to have giveaways and raffles for IML packages. Then there's late registration. Y'all, then they're going to do some demos and discussions. They're going to have a hot wax mummification demo. You can ask Michael Brandon anything. And then there is a demo on a needle play called To Bleed or Not to Bleed. Y'all, I couldn't go to that one. I would pass out. No! Y'all, we're going to have the free rapid HIV testing throughout at different times throughout the weekend. Y'all, then at 1 p.m. in the afternoon on Saturday is the Mr. Leather Step Down Farewell Cocktail Party. It's top shelf liquor, y'all, from 1 to 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon. And y'all, then from 3 to 5, they have the leather. The contestants present their leather scenes, and it is a fantasy scene that they perform. And y'all, then that evening, there will be a parade of all the different flags and the different leather club colors. There will be a formal leather and uniform dinner. And y'all, then at 10 p.m. in the evening, the contestants will have their own stage interview. And y'all, the contestants also sell raffle tickets for these baskets that the audience can win, and they'll be drawing for those. And they'll present different awards, and I think Mr. Brandon will have another performance. And y'all, then they'll select the winner of the contest, and then the pig pen will open that. Oh, dear Gussie. We'll open at 11:30 p.m. in the evening. And, y'all, there's also going to be a scene entitled Bondage and Electrical Play that evening. Then there's a meeting of all the different horror groups Sunday morning. And, y'all, then there's a buffet breakfast. And then, y'all, from 2 to 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon, there's what we call the leather tea. And, y'all, it is just an open bar, and everyone just gets totally shit-faced because it's all over, and you don't have to go around trying to please people or impress them. Y'all, I hope you have a wonderful rest of the week. Remember, Big Ricky will be with me tomorrow and Friday, and I hope the full moon is good to you, just like it is, how would you describe it, Q-Sledge?
tastes like bacon and cottage cheese.
Oh no, the moon is made of green cheese, not cottage cheese.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.